ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、英回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で25問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1.
You're going off to the beauty salon tomorrow morning, aren't you?
That's right. Why? What's up?
Well, I'd forgotten that the security company is coming to our apartment tomorrow to check the fire alarm system, sometime between 10:30 and 11:15.
Yes, but you'll be here, won't you?
Well, no. I have a meeting at work beginning at 10:45.
Oh, okay. I think I can change my appointment.It's for 11:15, but I'll see if I can get them to reschedule it for 11:45. Then I can be here when they come to check the alarms.
Thanks, that'd be great. I'll come back to take you out to a late lunch at about 1:30.
Lovely.
Question 49. To what time will the woman try to change her appointment?
2.
While you're out shopping later today, do you think that you could get some things from me from the drugstore?
Of course.
Thanks. We need some new bath towels, my usual shampoo, some toothpaste, and some hand soap.
Okay, but you know what? It'll probably be cheaper to buy bath towels online.
I would, but I'm not sure that the quality will be as good. Remember how disappointed we were with the quality of those hand towels we ordered online?
How about if we order the same brand that we've got now?As for toothpaste, I bought several tubes of it last week. Have a look in the cupboard. I got them online, too, at a really good price.
Okay, I'll do that. Please get the shampoo and the hand soap while you're out.
Question 50. What will the man order online?
3.
How about trying that new Brazilian restaurant tonight?
I don't know. We've been eating out a lot this week.
Well, there's not much food at home.
Okay, so let's go to the supermarket and get some then.
Right, I'll go. I'll get a couple of pizzas for tonight and pick up some other stuff we need.
All right. Could you get some vegetables and fruit too? Oh, and get some chicken for tomorrow's lunch. I'll make a spicy chicken curry.
Okay, and don't forget that we're having dinner tomorrow at your sister's. I hope it's not curry or pizza.
Question 51. What will the man and woman do later this evening?
Listening 4.
Attention all shoppers. Thank you for coming to South Mountain Department Store, where you'll always shop with a smile. Today there will be a sale on selected items throughout the store.On the first floor, hats of all shapes, sizes, and colors are 15% off. On the second floor, we have women's shoes at a 5% discount. Men's business suits are 35% off the regular price on the fourth floor. And today only, on the fifth floor, chairs and kitchen tables in our furniture department are 25% off. Again, thank you for shopping at South Mountain.
Question 52.On which floor are items on sale at 5% off?
Listening 5.
What are you watching, Ali?
It's a documentary on Kenya. I've always wanted to go there.
Didn't you go there last year?
No, last year I went to Egypt for a week in August. That was so much fun. Someday I'll have to go back.
I wish I could have gone with you.
This winter I'm going to be in Vietnam during the New Year's holidays.
You travel a lot. I went to Thailand last month, but that's the only time I've been abroad.
We should definitely travel as much as we can while we're still in university. Once we get jobs, it'll be harder to get much time off.
Question 53. Where is the woman going to visit next?
Listening 6.
That rainstorm on Monday was a big one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was huge. Our tennis club had a tournament planned for that day, but it was postponed due to the storm.
Oh, that's a shame. When will it be rescheduled?
Well, we wanted to hold it on Thursday this week, but the courts have already been reserved that day.
That's too bad.
But luckily, we were given a choice of either Wednesday or Friday next week.
So which day did you decide on?
We wanted to hold it on Friday, but the other university couldn't make it, so we ended up rescheduling it for next Wednesday.
Question 54. On what day was the tennis tournament supposed to have taken place?
Part B. Listening 7 から8では、英語を聞いて、印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを A から C のうちから一つ選びなさい。なお、Listening 7には問題が4つ、Listening 8には問題が4つあります。例題はありません。Listening 7.
Dennis, I haven't seen you for ages. Where have you been?
Hey, Minnie. Well, between studying and working, I've had no time for socializing.
You got a job? Where have you been working?
Actually, various places. I started out last January at a clothing store. But after the sales ended, there weren't many customers. It got really boring, so I quit. Then in the summer, I got two jobs, one teaching in a cram school and the other at a restaurant. Although the teaching job paid more by the hour, I could work longer hours at the restaurant. It was a better place to make more money. So I quit teaching in August to focus on that.
Oh, I need a job. Are they hiring?
I'll give you the details, but I wouldn't recommend it. The old manager was really nice, but then a new boss took over, and he's always in a bad mood. That's why I plan to quit soon. I've also been working at a convenience store for the past couple of months. It's pretty easy work, and the hours are kind of flexible, as long as I work weekdays. It's a short ride from my house by bicycle. That's what I like the most, to be honest. The money's fine, nothing special.
Why are you working so much anyway?
I'm planning to study abroad soon. I'm going to France for a year. My parents are going to cover my flight and housing. I'll get financial support from the university for my school fees. I even got a scholarship, which helps me pay for some of my other expenses, like textbooks. All that helps, but I want to save some money so I can travel while I'm there.
Oh, really? Where?
Well, one thing about studying in France is that it's so easy to travel to other countries. I got tickets for a football match in England the other day. They weren't cheap. That's going to be a highlight of my trip. I'd love to visit Finland too, but it might be too far away from where I'll be staying. Switzerland also looks amazing, but I've heard it's expensive to stay there. I guess I'll make a few trips, but apart from football, I haven't made any definite plans yet.
Well, good luck, and send me photos.
Listening 8.
Welcome, listeners. With the comic book convention in town this weekend, I thought it would be a good idea to talk about a hobby that has been booming since the 1990s, cosplaying. It began in Japan and has made its way around the world. And this weekend, you'll probably see many cosplayers downtown dressed as their favorite characters from movies, anime, and comic books. Today, we have with us Hannah Ryan, a local cosplayer who has made quite a name for herself in the cosplay community. Hannah, welcome to the program.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I think my first question must be this. What got you interested in cosplaying?
Well, now you can see a lot of cosplayers online on YouTube, but I didn't follow any of them. I've been fascinated with special effects makeup ever since my mom took me to a movie called A Nightmare on Elm Street. So a few years later, when it was announced that the main actor from that movie would be attending a local comic book convention, I made my first costume and attended the convention with my mom. People really liked my costume, and the actor even saw me and came over to talk to me. That's when I knew I wanted to be a cosplayer.
That must have been so cool to be recognized like that. Now I bet you get recognized all the time at conventions. I heard some people can make a living out of cosplaying by posting videos on YouTube and attending conventions all over the country and even the world. Is that something you like doing?
I love attending conventions. They're so much fun. I prefer making the costumes to appearing at conventions and showing them off, though. My goal would be to make costumes for people full-time, ones based on anime and movie characters, just because I do that all the time for myself. At the moment, I work at a bridal shop and make wedding dresses, and that's fun, too. I like the fact they give me time to attend several conventions a year, and that's okay for now.
So what's your process when deciding what to make? How do you go about designing a costume?
Well, I typically choose a character that is really popular to gain the most attention at conventions. I have to estimate how much time and money this is going to take to design. But prior to that, I have to analyze the character and its costume from every single angle. Then I spend a lot of time making drawings with notes on what materials I need to complete the look. The rest is simple. Buy the materials, sew, and finally fix any issues, like making sure the costume fits right or that the headpiece will stay on my head.
That must be quite difficult. Those costumes sometimes look so heavy and hard to walk in. Do you have any advice for our listeners who might be thinking of cosplaying?
Most people think it's quite time-consuming. And for me, it is. I generally start working on costumes for specific conventions a year in advance. But it doesn't have to be this way. I think anyone can cosplay, no matter your race, gender, or size. Just be creative, confident, and kind to one another. Find what you enjoy. For example, making costumes can be expensive, but I've seen some great ones that were really quite simple. For me, doing the research on characters is so much fun. Bringing that to life is the best feeling for me.
Well, it definitely shows in the work you do. Your costumes are just amazing. Thank you, Hannah, for coming in and sharing your story with us. Remember, listeners, that the convention will take place this Saturday and Sunday at the Civic Center downtown. Be sure to check out the cosplay contest taking place on Sunday. Tickets are on sale now.
Part C Listening 9から10では英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A True を正しくなければ B False を選びなさい Now Listening 9には問題が5つ Listening 10には問題が6つあります例題はありませんそれぞれのリスニング問題について英語の指示文が流れますその20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。Listening 9 You will hear a short conversation between a man and a woman about going to a driving school. Look at the five statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 9 will now begin.
Noah, what are you doing over the summer holidays?
I'm going to driving school.
Oh, I thought you got your driver's license during spring vacation.
Yeah, I got a license, but it was for a motorcycle. I didn't have time to get one for a car as well. So this summer, I'm going to attend a driving school camp.
Oh, is that where you spend a week or so at a driving school?
That's right. It's all arranged like a package holiday. I'll be spending 2 weeks at a driving school in a small town in Tochigi.
Sounds expensive.
Well, some are. Mine includes the hotel, the meals, and all the driving lessons and the test itself. So I think it's pretty good value.
Okay, but what about the hotel? Won't you have to share a room with another student?
You don't have to. It's cheaper if you share a room with someone. That could be fun, having someone to talk to in the evening. But I'm paying a little bit extra for a single room. The hotel's within walking distance, so I won't need to spend money on a bus or train fare.
That's nice.
Oh, and if I should fail the test on my first attempt, I can take it again without having to pay for it. At most places, you have to pay to retake the test.
Well, it all sounds pretty exciting and practical. You know, some of us are going to go camping at the beach at the end of August. If you pass your test, you could help drive us there.
If I pass my test. Okay, let me think about it.
Listening 10. You will hear a news report about a new vending machine business. Look at the six statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 10 will now begin.
Welcome to Business News Daily. Today, we bring you some of the latest innovations for rail passengers in Japan. We start off in Kyushu, where a new company is planning to make life simpler for long-distance travelers who don't have time to visit a restaurant. The company, called Lunch Gogo, has partnered with Kyushu Rail to install three vending machines selling freshly prepared boxed meals. Fukuoka, Beppu and Kumamoto stations have been selected as the trial locations for the new machines. The meals sold by the machines will all use at least 80% locally grown ingredients and be freshly made every morning at Lunch Gogo's kitchen in Kumamoto. Kyushu Rail will transport the meals to Fukuoka and Beppu stations on the first train every morning. Lunch Gogo staff will continue to stock the machines throughout the day so that people can find something to eat, even in the late evening. The menu will vary every day, and the company hopes to introduce special meals for each station. The vending machines feature touch screens that will display details about the contents of each meal, including allergy information and where the ingredients come from. Customers will be able to pay in cash or with an IC card during the trial. but not by smartphone or credit card. If the trial is successful, this may change in the future. When we spoke to the CEO of Lunch Gogo, she said that they were delighted to partner with Kyushu Rail to bring their vending machines to stations in Kyushu. The initial trial of the vending machines will run until the end of this year. If the vending machines are as popular as they hope, Lunch Gogo has plans to introduce more units at stations across the whole of Japan after the end of the trial period. This is excellent news for rail passengers who want a quick and easy meal on the go.
This is the end of the listening test.